During the rasa dance, Krishna had given up the company of all the other gopis in order to sport with me alone. And then he eventually renounced me also.
Как ты говоришь, во время танца расы Кришна оставил общество всех других гопи для того, чтобы, так сказать, проводить игры лишь со мной одной. И, но потом он в конечном итоге бросил меня также.
Please listen to the truth about why he did this.
Пожалуйста, послушай о том, почему он поступил так.
Vrajendranandan Krishna is the ocean of love.
Vrajendranandan Krishna, океан любви.
And yet he neglects all other girls in my favor.
Все же он отверг всех других девушек ради меня.
Who is speaking?
Кто это говорит сейчас?
Radharani is speaking. So we're now going to hear an exhibition.
Сейчас мы собираемся послушать проявление
of Radharani's understanding of the principles of pure love for Krishna.
Так сказать, объяснение, которое дает Радхарани относительно принципов чистой преданности.
Which should help us to understand something about the moods of Braja.
Что может помочь нам понять нечто об настроении Браджа.
Which should help us to get a foothold in our appreciation of our real purpose in coming here.
Что может помочь нам понять истинный смысл того, что зачем мы сюда приехали.
Vrajendranandan Krishna is the ocean of love, and yet he neglects all other girls in my favor.
Vrajendranandan Krishna является океаном любви, и все же он отверг всех других девушек ради меня.
But this behavior is not a fault of his.
Но такое поведение не является, так сказать, его недостатком.
And here is the reason for this.
И сейчас я приведу пример, причину, как объяснение этому.
He had seated me on the lion throne of matchless divine jewels of great fortune.
Он усадил меня на трон, на львиный трон бесценной божественных драгоценностей великой удачи.
And personally decorated me with the ornaments of many sportive amorous pastimes.
И лично украсил меня украшениями множества игривых супружеских игр.
Shared as we wandered from forest to forest making love.
Которыми мы обменивались по мере того, как мы бродили из одного леса в другой.
He enacted all this without even once remembering any other gopi.
Все эти игры он воплощал, ни разу не вспомнив даже о какой-либо одной из других гопи.
In this sentence, Srimati Radharani expresses Krishna's ardent, let's say, exclusive attachment to her.
Другими словами, здесь Шримати Радхарани говорит о той исключительной привязанности Кришны к ней.
But because he's exclusively attached to her, just see what happens.
Но из-за того, что он так исключительно привязан к ней, вы только посмотрите, что произошло в конечном итоге.
Radharani continues.
Радхарани продолжает.
But then I began to ponder over the situation.
Ponder means what?
No. Ponder means to consider.
Потом я начала задумываться над этой ситуацией.
Because remember, Krishna had called all the gopis, as we've been reading about in Bhagavatam. And he, let's say, in so many ways, flirting with them, tried to or presented discouraging innuendos. Apparently discouraging innuendos. And at long last was defeated by the gopis' arguments. At which point he agreed to accept them and began to sport with them in various ways. At which time the gopis began to think themselves to be the most fortunate girls in all the universe. And in certain respects began to nourish an egocentric conception of their relationship with Krishna. At which time Krishna thought to, let's say, show mercy upon them by bringing them under the shelter of Radha's lotus feet, which could only be accomplished if he were to show the supremacy of Radha's love for him. So then he disappeared along with Radharani. And as we've been reading, all the other gopis are searching for Krishna, you know, with the expectation of somehow or other, fulfilling or attaining him. So they're wandering from bush to bush, from tree to tree, and begging the Mother Earth, and begging here in our present verse, they're begging the deer. Hoping that the deer will due to their natural affection for Krishna, bring them to the lotus feet of Krishna. Etc. So Krishna, here is Krishna with Radharani, and Krishna is enjoying exclusively with Radharani, not even considering the various qualifications of the various other girls. Who are all unlimitedly more qualified than any woman of this world. But when Radharani began to contemplate, because Radharani is, she's Karunamayi, she's very merciful to her devotees, so, and very merciful to all the residents of Braja. So, and because she being kind-hearted, she wants to make arrangements for others to also meet with Krishna. So, so here she's saying that I began to ponder over the situation. My dear girlfriends have not been enjoying the great festival of this fathomless ocean of ecstatic nectar.
Мои подруги еще не насладились этим великим праздником огромного океана экстатического нектара.
But instead are burning miserably in feelings and feeling our separation.
Но вместо этого они сгорают от страданий, ощущая разлуку с нами.
Why must this be?
Почему это должно происходить?
And what can I do about it?
И что я могу с этим поделать?
See, she's feeling for her girlfriends like that.
Видите, какие чувства она испытывает к своим подругам?
She's not selfishly attached to Krishna.
Она привязана к Кришне не таким не эгоистичным образом.
But you know, she it's just like, well, so it's not exactly like this, but sometimes if you have something very nice, you want to share it with someone else, and by sharing it with someone else, you experience an expansion of your appreciation of the thing.
Иногда бывает, хотя может быть не всегда, что иногда если у вас есть что-то хорошее, вы можете увеличить свое счастье от обладания этой вещью, делясь другими.
And also, you can have the pride in the material world. You have the pride of being the provider of the wonderful commodity, you know, to your friend or whatever.
Конечно, в материальном мире это к этому примешивается ощущение гордости, что вы являетесь тем, кто обеспечивает там ваших друзей, подчиненных и так далее.
So we can also allow that to manifest. Or not allow, but understand that it has its origin in the transcendental world, in its pure feature.
Мы можем понимать, что такие вещи, они в своей чистом аспекте могут присутствовать на высшем уровне.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she said that the gopis are her sakis, her friends are burning in
a fathomless ocean of feelings of separation.
In this verse, friends are using the word kulapati. They're calling Krishna kulapati.
Kulapati, you have to explain that.
Говорится, что Харани говорит, что ее подруги сгорают в огне страдания, в разлуке. И гопи называют здесь ее кулапати, ну только Кришна называет кулапати.
So kula means a group of gopis, many.
Кула означает группа гопи, то есть много гопи.
Pati means lord.
Пати означает господин.
So they're calling him that because they're feeling that it's great injustice that he's the lord of all of us, but now he's gone away with only one.
То есть другими словами, гопи имеют в виду, что гопи тот самый хотел сказать, что это несправедливо, что являясь кулапати, то есть господином группы гопи, он все-таки оставил всю эту группу и отправился с одной гопи.
What an injustice!
Как насколько это несправедливо?
He should be here with us.
Он должен быть здесь с нами.
Why he went away with one girl?
Почему он ушел только с одной девушкой?
Therefore, then they call him Achyuta.
А также они называют его Achyuta.
And Achyuta means infallible.
Achyuta означает непогрешимый.
But it also means, in the sense that can never be lost.
Также это означает тот, кто никогда не может быть потерян.
So they're addressing Krishna as Achyuta. While they're talking to the doe,
то есть когда они разговаривали с оленихой, они Кришну называли также Ачьюта.
And saying that you must know where he is.
Они имели в виду, что, возможно, ты не знаешь, где он сейчас находится.
He's never Vichuta to you.
То есть он, может быть, никогда не является по отношению к тебе Vichuta.
He's never lost to you.
То есть он никогда не потерян для тебя.
Because we can see by the gleam in your eye. You must have seen him.
Потому что по сиянию твоих глаз мы можем заключить, что ты видел его.
So please tell us so that we can join.
Tell us where he is.
Потом скажи нам, где он, чтобы мы могли найти его.
These are mentioned by
Vishnu Chakravarti. Yeah.
So it's true that she's mentioning this. Srimati Radharani is mentioning this, that her friends are feeling separation, and they're expressing that in that verse.
There's another entry that could be added here.
Сначала Прабху говорит, что копии испытывали, здесь Радхарани говорит, что копии испытывали эту разлуку, и они выражают ее в разговоре с оленихами, Шримад Бхагаватам. И Аида Прабху говорит, что есть еще кое-что, что можно добавить в этом поводу.
Radharani is quite aware. See, just as in the material world, every woman has a concept or a vanity of her own beauty and qualifications, etc. And sometimes, you know, of course, on the platform of lust, just like love is blind or lust is blind, and because in the material world we have a tendency to absorb our consciousness in selfish sense gratification and extended selfish sense gratification, so we have a tendency to think that I am best, that my community is best, my country is best, and all these types of vanities which may arise. So,
подобно тому, как в материальном мире каждая женщина, она, конечно же, осознает, так сказать, свои сильные стороны, то есть свою красоту и другие свои качества, то есть это не секрет. Но поскольку это в материальном мире, то это осквернено этим концепцией эгоизма, когда человек думает, что я самый лучший, моя община самая лучшая, моя страна самая лучшая.
On the material platform, generally it is seen that the vanity that a woman will be having in the matter of her own beauty will be based or centered around the purposeful use of that beauty in the matter of exploiting others for her personal sense gratification. In some way or another.
В материальном мире вот это понимание женщины своей красоты, оно в конечном итоге сводится к тому, что она будет стараться использовать эту красоту в попытках эксплуатировать других людей, так или иначе.
But on the spiritual platform, the transcendental woman, they also have what appears to be a similar type of vanity, but it should be understood that it's based on a preoccupation with a desire to employ their personal bodily beauty, etc., and various qualifications and artistry for the pleasure of Krishna.
Но в духовном мире духовные женщины, хотя на первый взгляд у них есть такое же представление о себе, на самом деле они хотят использовать свою телесную красоту и другие свои качества лишь только ради удовлетворения Кришны.
Just like in the chapter of Krishna book, where it's describing Krishna, the gopis' feelings of separation.
Как в источнике вечного наслаждения описывается чувство гопи в разлуке.
In that chapter, it is mentioned that when Krishna was walking with his beloved through the forest, he would touch the leaves and fruits and branches and flowers of the various trees and creepers. Giving them great joy. And it's mentioned that generally, purported, I'm assuming by Srila Prabhupada, perhaps with reference to any acharya's purports, I cannot say, but it's this section is purported by saying that generally the plants and trees, they are not very advanced in Krishna consciousness.
И вот комментарий к этому сюжету такой, что обычно растения, деревья, они не очень продвинуты в понимании предметов сознания Кришны.
Trees and plants are generally among the 8,400,000 species of life, they're in a very low status of consciousness.
Различные растения, деревья, они относятся к низшим формам жизни, одним из 8,400,000 жизней.
Although I personally heard Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk tell to Bhaktisarup Damodar in a scientific discussion that they were having.
Хотя я однажды лично сам слышал, как Шрила Прабхупада в одном из научных обсуждений
that the trees and plants that are above on the surface of the ground, that they are more highly elevated in consciousness than even though they're immobile, but they're more highly elevated than in their consciousness than even the moving creatures that are in the water, such as fishes and crabs and etc.
Шри Прабхупада сказал, что деревья и растения, которые находятся над поверхностью земли, они по своему сознанию намного более превосходят всевозможных рыб и крабов, которые живут в море. Хотя эти неподвижны, а те движущиеся.
Still compared to human beings, the tree's level of consciousness is rather low. So Srila Prabhupada was telling like this in that section of the Krishna book that generally it is understood that trees and plants are a very low consciousness.
И вот Шрила Прабхупада в источнике он говорит, что обычно понимается, что деревья и растения низшего сознания.
However, by the association of Krishna and Krishna's associates, these trees and creepers became so much infused with Krishna consciousness.
Но все же из-за общения с Кришной и спутниками Кришны эти растения и деревья настолько пропитались этим сознанием Кришны.
They became so much infused with Krishna consciousness that they wanted to offer everything that they had. By his association, by his touch, they immediately wanted to offer everything that they had, whatever they had, their flowers, their fruits, and the honey incessantly dripping from their branches. So this is this same, let's say, feature of Krishna consciousness or advanced Krishna consciousness is found in any devotee. What to speak of devotees as advanced as the gopis in the Madhurya Ras? So any devotee naturally wants to offer his very best in everything that he's all about, thinking that my offering should be accepted by Krishna and that my offering should be seen as valuable. That Krishna should value my offering too. This is natural. So it is not, let's say, a matter of regret, or it is not blameworthy that the gopis would be thinking as has been said.
Поэтому не было ничего плохого в том, что гопи думали так, как об этом говорилось выше.
That that they are being neglected. Why only this one girl?
Что, а когда они говорили, вот он нас оставил и так далее, почему он нас оставил?
Even though the gopis may be having that transcendental womanly vanity.
Несмотря на то, что у гопи были вот это вот трансцендентное женское представление, как это обычно бывает у женщин.
Which is fully centered around the consideration of augmenting Krishna's varieties of transcendental pleasures. Still, Radharani knows about, she's quite aware of her, let's say, transcendental preponderance. Preponderance means, just like moon among the stars. Greatness.
То есть Шримати Радхарани вполне понимала свое главенство, было более главенствующее положение по отношению к другим гопи.
She gives expression to this self-awareness in the verse that I'm going to just now read.
И она собирается выразить свое понимание в том стихе, который я сейчас собираюсь прочитать.
Quote. This is Radharani speaking. Among all the cowherd girls of Braja, Shri Krishna is particularly affectionate towards me. This is celebrated by all the people of Braja. I'm not making this up. The reason his super excellent love for me is celebrated is because my love for him is considered to be like Mount Meru, whereas the love of the other cowherd girls for him is not even like 3 or 4 mustard seeds in comparison.
То есть любовь других девушек к нему даже не то, как 3 или 4 этих горчичных зерна в сравнении с моей любовью.
So we can see that it's getting later and later. Today is Purnima. And we have so many things to do to finish our Chaturmasya Vrat and finish our Kartik Vrat and our Bhishma Panchika Vrat.
Сегодня Пурнима становится уже позже, а еще столько дел нужно закончить, и это Чатурмаси Врату, и Картика Врату, и все остальные Враты.
By the way, anyone who's if anyone here is anyone following the Bhishma Panchika Vrat here?
Кто-нибудь следует Панчибишма Кавратия из присутствующих здесь?
Anyone is here?
You are?
So, I should mention that if you're following strictly according to the program that I presented to many of the devotees here, today, this morning, or sometime relatively soon, we are to drink milk. And then, in the afternoon, around 4 o'clock, the Panchagavya is to be mixed. Panchagavya means the 5 items from the cow. The cow dung, cow urine, and ghee, yogurt, and milk. These are to be mixed together and to be taken about 4 o'clock. Then after... You want to say these things, please?
То есть для тех, кто следует Панчагавья, я должен сказать, что утром мы должны были выпить молоко. То есть утром это значит час или относительно скоро сейчас. А потом в 4 часа нужно будет смешать компоненты панчагавьи, то есть коровий навоз, коровий мочу, коровий йогурт, молоко и ги, и принять в это время в 4 часа.
So after taking these mixed items at 4 o'clock,
после того, как мы примем эти смешанные компоненты в 4 часа вечера,
then you should give in charity to Brahmins and Vaishnavas, etc., whatever, Mahaprasad or some donation or any such things, cloth, donation, Mahaprasad, these types of things. And then break your fast by taking sweet rice. Starting at 4 o'clock is the Panchagavya, the honoring of Panchagavya. Then you distribute the charity and break your fast, and then, thank God, shave and all these things. It's time for me to shave. I'm so happy that today has come so I can shave up.
4 часа панчагавья, потом пожертвования, потом преодолевать пост сладким рисом, а потом можно будет побриться.
All this has to be done before the Sandeep Prakash time or the Pradosh. Pradosh means when the sun has set and the light of the sun is still remaining in the sky. All this has to be done before sunset, in other words. And but if for some reason, if you want to shave and you don't have time in that small 1 hour, you know, to do all those things, then it is permitted to shave after the pradosh time. That means after the last ray of sun has left the sky. But during the pradosh time, when Lord Shiva and his cohorts are traveling in the sky, etc., one should not shave.
Если не, вы не успеете побриться за этот час, который вам отведен на все на это, то можно побриться уже после того, когда это промежуток продолжит, когда Шива со своими компаньонами путешествует, можно будет побриться тогда. То есть когда последний луч солнца, он, так сказать, спрячется за горизонтом, можно будет побриться тогда уже в темноте. Но ни в коем случае нельзя в сумерки бриться.
If you can honor the Panchagavya and distribute the charity and break your fast with sweet rice, and shave before the pradosh period begins, then that is best.
Но если вы все успеете сделать до заката солнца и подчигавьи, там и побриться, и пожертвования.
No, you have 1 hour.
So это самое лучшее.
No, from four to 5:10. Sundown is at 5:10 today. Moonrise.
Солнце садится где-то 5:10 вечером. То есть где-то час на все на просе.
Непонятно, что дарится
и почему. Ну, сказали же уже, ну что, как пожертвование раздали, сразу почитайте.
Is there some question about this?
Like, what, which particular time to take sweet rice?
No. It's, you take sweet rice after you have distributed the charity. The taking of the sweet rice breaks your Bhishma Panchaka Vrat. It is like a paran, just like you break your Ekadasi fast, so similarly you break... If you don't have any sweet rice to break your vrat with, then I'm going to collect all the sweet rice from the Mahaprasad table in a few minutes, and then and I can distribute it, but you'll have to come to my room or send an agent to my room to collect it.
Если кто-то не найдет сладкого риса, чтобы прервать свой пост, то можете прийти ко мне в комнату, потому что к тому времени я заберу мне сладкий рис с подношения божествам дневного и могу поделиться с тем, кто захочет. Можно просто ко мне в комнату прийти или прислать агента своего.
So anyway, let's try to finish this.
Давайте постараемся закончить.
There's so much important discussion, actually. We could probably go to at least 2 o'clock. Because... but we'll try to finish before 12. No, I got so many things to do. I shouldn't even be doing this, you know. Where were we? Here it is. Yeah. Miserable, yeah. Oh, I thought, yes, here. Okay, so let's try to read quickly. I thought, Radharani is saying, oh, wait a minute, where are we? Yes.
Last two statements.
Let's read. Let's just read this whole thing quickly. My dear girlfriends have not been enjoying the great festival of this fathomless ocean of ecstatic nectar.
Мои дорогие подруги еще не успели насладиться великим праздником этого, так сказать, бескрайнего океана экстатического нектара.
This is the sign of Radharani's concern for others.
Это то, как Радхарани заботится о других.
But instead are burning miserably in feelings and feeling our separation.
Но вместо этого они сгорают от страданий, испытывая разлуку с нами.
Парадука-дуки. You understand?
Парадука-дуки. Понимаете, парадука-дуки? Что это такое?
Why must this be? And what can I do about it?
Почему должно быть так? И что я могу поделать с этим?
Radharani said, Radharani thought, if he and I waited here for a few moments, then my sakis who are searching all over the forest will quickly catch up with us.
Вот когда я подумал, если бы я и он подождали бы здесь несколько моментов, тогда бы мои сакхи, которые ищут нас повсюду, по всему лесу, мы смогли бы быстро нагнать нас здесь.
Concluding thus, I said to Sri Krishna,
и придя к такому заключению, я сказал Шри Кришне,
O beloved, I am unable to go any further.
О, возлюбленные, я не могу идти дальше.
Let us rest here for a little while.
Давай здесь отдохнем ненадолго.
She was saying this, you know, to give her sakis a chance to catch up with her, so as to relieve their feelings of separation from them.
Она сказала это для того, чтобы позволить своим сакхи нагнать их там, чтобы избавиться от горя разлуки.
But the crest jewel of clever lovers immediately understood everything about the thoughts in my mind.
Но лучший из всех любовников незамедлительно понял все, о чем я только что подумал.
Therefore, he who is unparalleled in his extremely cunning nature.
Поэтому тот, кто несравним в своих, так сказать, в своей высочайшей степени cunning means.
Cunning means tricky, yeah.
Тот, кто несравним в своей высочайшей степени хитрой натуре.
Who is matchless in his ability to relish divine mellows.
Тот, кто несравним также в своей способности наслаждаться божественными вкусами.
Quickly deliberated within his own mind.
Тут же подумал.
So now we're going to hear Krishna's reasoning for leaving the gopis.
Сейчас мы услышим, почему Кришна оставил гопи.
And his reasoning for leaving Radharani also.
И также то, почему он оставит Радхарани в скором будущем.
Krishna thought.
Кришна подумал.
If I take Radhika with me to wander in these gardens.
Если я возьму Радхику с собой для того, чтобы бродить по этим садам.
Then that will not make me happy.
Это не сделает меня счастливым.
Because this Radha can feel the mental anguish of her girlfriends in her heart.
Потому что эта Радха может ощущать беспокойство относительно своих подружек.
And thus she also becomes very sad.
Это тоже приведет ее в печальное настроение.
And, on the other hand, if I wait here,
но с другой стороны, если я буду ждать здесь,
then all those girls will catch up with us.
То все эти девушки нагонят нас.
And look at me with crooked eyebrows.
И посмотрят на меня с изогнутыми взглядом, с изогнутыми бровями.
And they will lovingly chastise Radhika for a long time.
И они будут с любовью ругать Радхику долгое время.
Lecturing her in many different ways.
Так сказать, давай ей всякие лекции различными способами.
If this happens,
если это произойдет,
then the mood of tasting amorous mellow sports will be completely spoiled.
То настроение вкушения любовных вкусов любовных игр будет полностью испорчено.
And they will all return to their own homes in a huff.
И всем придется наполовине все это дело прервать и отправиться по домам.
Thus there will be no chance of enjoying the Rasa dance tonight.
Поэтому и тогда на сегодня с танцем Раса будет все покончено.
Which is what the whole purpose of them coming out there was to enjoy the Rasa dance.
Представляете, все в конечном итоге все сводится к тому, чтобы наслаждаться танцем Раса.
And if the Rasa dance is not performed with all these gopis,
если танец Раса не будет выполнен со всеми этими гопи,
then, now listen carefully,
тогда послушайте внимательно.
Then the prankish prayer that Radhika previously submitted unto me will not be fulfilled.
Тогда эта игривая молитва, с которой обратилась ко мне Радхика ранее, не будет выполнена.
Now we're going to get some insight as to why there even was such a thing as a Maharas in the first place.
Сейчас мы узнаем вообще, почему произошло такое явление, как Махараса.
Radharani had asked.
Радхарани спросила.
Beloved, can you simultaneously embrace thousands and millions of gopis with your two arms?
О, возлюбленные, можешь ли ты одновременно обнимать тысячи миллионы молодых гопи своими двумя руками?
I might just add my own little purport here, if you don't mind. Many times, in different places in the Acharya's literatures, we will see how it is that Krishna is mildly rebuked by the gopis as being a brahmachari.
во многих местах книг Ачарьев, так сказать, гопи очень часто насмехаются над Кришной за то, что его называют Брахмачарием.
And Krishna also, referring to the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, sometimes himself, let's say, audaciously boast himself to be as a brahmachari. But the gopis know very well what kind of brahmachari he is. So Radharani is saying that you say that you're a brahmachari. You say that you're a brahmachari, but we know what kind of brahmachari you are. A brahmachari is supposed to be able to control his senses. So if you think that you're such a sober and dhira brahmachari, real dhira means that you should be able to control your senses in the face of the provocations. Someone may keep himself aloof from the sense objects and claim to be able to control his senses. But real sense control and real undisturbed sobriety can be tested when you are associated with the objects of the senses. So I want to see how sober and undisturbed you are. If you can embrace millions of gopis simultaneously with your two arms, then you will be able to, let's say, rightly prove yourself. So she says further here that I am desirous to see such a feat. If you would kindly satisfy my request. So Krishna saying, so first, I will leave Radhika's company for a very short while. Thereby proving to the other girls, this poor helpless girl to be faultless while taking all the blame myself. Just see how kind he is to his devotee. Thereby proving this poor helpless girl.
He will leave Radhika.
Yes.
Okay.
So first I will leave Radhika's company for a very short while.
То есть сначала я оставлю общество Радхики для ненадолго, для того, чтобы доказать тем самым этой бедной, беспомощной девушке,
thereby proving,
что это на самом деле нет ничего плохого в том, чтобы
proving to the I'm adding proving to the others, the other girls who are in hot pursuit and would otherwise storm off in a huff.
I see. Sorry, I've got.
You got it?
Да. То, чтобы доказать другим, что что нет ничего плохого в том, чтобы just one second.
While taking all the blame,
okay.
So they won't. In other words, so that the other girls won't blame her. They'll. He's willing to take the full brunt of the thing on his own shoulders. I will thereby remain obliged unto Radha.
Потом я останусь обязанным Радхе.
And at the same time will cause all the gopis to become affectionately concerned for her welfare in every way after they find her crying alone in the forest.
И таким образом, то есть тем самым я останусь обязан Радхе. И в то же самое время это приведет к тому, что все другие гопи будут с любовью заботиться о ее благе разными способами, после того, как они найдут ее здесь, плачущую в одиночестве в глухом лесу.
This is very important now. We're getting to some really, really nectarine stuff now. By beholding the boundless, incomparably burning fever of Radhika's feelings of separation for me,
наблюдая за бескрайним, несравнимым, жгущим, жгущий, как бы, как сказать, лихорадкой, что ли, чувств Радхики в разлуке со мной.
They will all be drowned in the great ocean of sheer astonishment.
Они тут же погрузятся в океан удивления.
This will cause them to give up their own love pride.
Это побудит их к тому, чтобы оставить свою гордость в плане любви.
And realize that only Radha is absolutely the foremost lover of all.
И тут же и заставит их понять, что только Радха является в абсолютной степени самой лучшей возлюбленной из всех.
These proud girls will see that just as Radha is outstandingly best in the mellows of divine union.
Эти гордые девушки увидят, что точно так же, как Радха является выдающимся образом наилучшей среди в плане вкусов божественного воссоединения.
Similarly, she is also best hundreds of millions of times over in her feelings of separation.
Точно так же она также наилучшая в сотни миллионов раз в плане испытывания чувств разлуки.
The conjugal mellow is supremely nourished by these two moods of union and separation.
Вкус супружеских отношений в высшей степени подпитывается этими двумя умонастроениями – воссоединение и разлуки.
When the gopis behold Radha's heart-rending condition of separation from me,
когда гопи будут наблюдать состояние Радхи, разлуки со мной,
they will become embarrassed, considering her to be the topmost of them all.
Они тут же будут смущены, поскольку они поймут, что она является намного лучше, чем они.
After I left the gopis, they indignantly said amongst themselves,
после того, как я оставил гопи, они постоянно говорили между собой.
Alas, now Hari is simply overwhelmed with lust.
О, увы, сейчас Хари просто обуреваем вожделением.
For he has left us all to go make love with Radhika.
Потому что он оставил всех нас, чтобы заниматься любовью с Радхикой.
Even though we are more loving than she.
Несмотря на то, что мы любим его больше, чем она.
Then they became very upset and had cast much blame towards both of us.
И потом они вообще расстроились и начали обвинять нас обоих.
But now, when they find Sri Radhika terribly suffering alone in the forest,
но теперь, когда они найдут Радхику, ужасно страдающую одну в лесу,
and are scorched by the exalted peak of her blazing fire of loving separation,
обжигаемую сильным огнем ее любовной разлуки,
surpassing their own feelings of loving separation a millionfold,
которые превосходят намного раз, в миллионы раз их собственное чувство любви.
Then the gopis will consider their own love to be like insignificant candles compared to her great flame.
То тогда гопи сразу же будут считать свое чувство любви по сравнению с ее чувством любви подобно как свечка по сравнению с огромным пламенем.
My desire is that there be unity established among them all.
Моё желание таково, чтобы они, ну, между ними установилось единство.
And in this way, my wish will be fulfilled.
Таким образом, моё желание будет исполнено.
Thus, at the time of sporting the Rasa festival,
таким образом, наслаждаясь танцем Раса,
when they are dancing in a circular formation,
когда они будут все танцевать в круге,
and they see Radhika brilliantly shining alone with me in the center,
и они будут видеть, как Радхика сияет вместе со мной в центре,
then they will not be jealous of her in the least.
То они не будут ревновать ее больше.
Just as people apply a pungent ointment to their eyes that stings.
Pungent
means hot or like hot? Like pepper.
Подобно тому, как люди наносят какие-то, ну, острые или какие-то мази на свои глаза, которые
that stings and makes the eyes temporarily numb.
Которые плохо пахнут и делают их глаза на некоторое время слепыми.
But which afterwards renders them clear and brilliant.
Но которые позже делают их более чистыми и сияющими.
Similarly, a well-wishing friend sometimes purposefully gives another friend apparent difficulty.
Точно так же друг иногда может доставлять своему другу на первый взгляд кажущиеся трудности,
that later results in the enjoyment of a wealth of happiness,
который позже приводит к наслаждению и счастью.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There's so much more. The thing is that even by getting a glimpse of the vast ocean of wealth of the Goswami's contribution to human society in the form of their literatures.
Даже если мы увидим хотя бы, ну, отблеск того вклада, который Госвами внесли в человеческое общество в виде своей литературы,
we can get, let's say, a strong nishta.
Мы можем получить как сильную ништу, твердую ништу.
And let's say, and on the basis of our appreciation for the incomparable, let's say, what do you call it, philosophy and exhibition of the truths about Radha and Krishna as given in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Prabhupada has always told that the only way to actually understand Radha and Krishna in truth is to take shelter of the teachings of the six Goswamis. In the as is being discussed here, you will see that what Krishna is trying to do, just like he told to Narada, I think I mentioned it previously in a previous discussion.
Просто можно постараться понять, что хочет сказать здесь Кришна. Как он говорил об этом Нараде, мы об этом уже говорили ранее.
He mentioned to Narada Muni that if you want to impress me, then take shelter of Radharani.
Он сказал Нараде Муни, что если ты хочешь меня как на самом деле впечатлить и удивить, то тогда прими прибежище у Шримати Радхарани.
If you say that you want to love me,
если ты хочешь сказать, что ты любишь меня,
then you take shelter of Radharani.
Прими прибежище у Радхарани.
You direct your love for me through the services of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani.
Ты можешь направить служение мне через служение стопам Шримати Радхарани.
In other realms, you will find that they first honor Narayan, and then after they do the puja of Narayan, they do the puja of Lakshmi Devi. But in our Gaudiya tradition, we approach Krishna through Radha. In other words, we take the flower and place the flower in the hand of Radha. And request Radha to please offer this flower to Krishna. And beg her that Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I'm simply running behind you, crying out, Krishna, Krishna. Please be merciful to me and tell about me, recommend me to your Krishna. And because Radharani is so kind, Radharani will turn to Krishna, not thinking of her own transcendental preeminence, but she will tell to Krishna, rather, that here is your devotee. Please accept her. She's many times more qualified than me. Then on Radharani's recommendation, Krishna will place his loving glance upon the devotee, embrace her, sport with her, and fulfill every desire within the core of her heart to an unlimited, inexhaustible degree. And the devotee will happily, on behalf of Srimati Radharani, play the transcendental role of a love thief.
Love thief?
Love thief, yes. Understanding Srimati Radharani's experience, knowing her to be experiencing 10 million times the happiness of her own meeting with Krishna by her making the arrangements for her friends to meet with Krishna. All the while absorbed in the treasure of the service of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So, in the land of Braja, we chant Radhe Radhe, because we know that Radharani is our everything and our all. The Brajavasis think in no other way. Krishna, we can take him or leave him. Why do we care for Krishna? Us gopis of Vrindavan don't want to make any more friendships with that blackish boy. We remain ever ingratiated and ever allegiant to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the life of our life. Anyway, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari. I'm very grateful to you for allowing me to take up so much of your time.
Я очень благодарен вам за то, что вы позволили мне забрать у вас так много времени.
I hope that that I have not been in any way, say, impudent, or let's say, pretentious in the course of our discourses.
Я надеюсь, что я не притворялся в течение наших обсуждений, не был притворщиком.
I'm not in control of my speech.
Я не могу контролировать свою речь.
Nor am I in control of my mind. I'm praying at the feet of Srimati Radharani, Srimati Anangamanjari, and to the feet of Srila Prabhupada, that my words may be representative of their desires to express something for the benefit of all of you. I don't come out and speak very often. I'm a recluse. Recluse means I live by myself. I stay in my room and I rarely come out. Except for to make some humble effort to share my enthusiasm for performing Samkirtan Jagya. I'm actually very fallen and unqualified in most respects. You know, still, I, for some reason, somehow or other, because of his request, and because of your enthusiasm to hear something, whatever it may happen to be, I've been inspired to try to say a few things over the last few days. If you think that you've heard anything which is of any value, then please kindly keep it as a treasure in your heart and cherish it for your whole life.
Если вы считаете, что вы слышали нечто, что обладало какой-то ценностью, тогда просто храните это в своем сердце как какую-то драгоценность и наслаждайтесь этим всю жизнь.
Perhaps if Krishna so desires, we may get another chance to have similar types of katas sometime in the future. Not tomorrow. I can't say when I'm going to be inspired to even attempt to give expression to anything from my side. You may be knowing that I rarely give classes around here. And they're not really like classes, they're more like seminars. You know, let's say, discussing from ever-increasing angles of vision. So if I've committed any offense, I beg your forgiveness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. Today is also another Rasa Yatra. And one more thing is that you may be knowing that it is on this day that Lord Chaitanya entered into the Rasmandal. You may remember, if you've read Chaitanya Charitamrita, or maybe it's there in teachings of Lord Chaitanya as well, that that Mahaprabhu, when he left Puri to come to Vrindavan, he was experiencing 10 million times the happiness of his residence in Puri just by making the effort to go to Vrindavan. By commencing his journey to Vrindavan, he experienced 10 million times the happiness of his happiness of residing in Puri.
И, возможно, вы знаете, как описано в Читании Чайтанья, именно в этот день Господь Читания пришел сюда, на Расамандалу. Описывается, что когда Господь Читания шел в свое путешествие в Вриндаван, он испытывал счастье в 10 миллионов раз больше, чем от того, что он жил в Дживанатхапуре. То есть просто сами попытки пойти прийти в Вриндаван доставляли ему такую радость.
And when he actually came to Mathura and bathed at Vishramghat, then he experienced 10 million times that happiness. And then when he went where next? I think he went to even to Govardhan.
He went to the 12 forests.
Through the 12 forests, but then when he came to Rasmandal at Vangsivat, then he experienced 10 million times, you know, his happiness of residing at Jagannath Puri. As a matter of fact, his ecstasies were so tremendous and uncontrollable that his servant, what was his name? Balabhadra, yeah. His servant Balabhadra, he was afraid that Mahaprabhu might meet his demise at any moment. Die or destruction. And so at a certain point, he begged Mahaprabhu to please, let's go to Allahabad for Kumbh Mela. You know, and Mahaprabhu, understanding the inability of his servant to cope with the situation, let's say, mercifully agreed to leave Brajmandal. Although he really didn't want to. This shows how much more powerful in the matter of augmenting the ananda of Radha and Krishna is Rajmandal than Jagannath Puri.
Это пример показывает, насколько более могущественным Джаганатхапури является, чем Джаганатхапури в вопросах пробуждения любви и привязанности к Радхе и Кришне.
Even though Джаганатхапури is also considered to be as a Vipralamba Lila stan.
Несмотря на то, что Джаганатхапури даже является местом Vipralamba Lila.
But anyway, it is on this day that Mahaprabhu came to the Rasmandal and experienced the pinnacle of his happiness. In his tour of Brajmandal. So many of the Gaudiya temples, they celebrate this day in order to commemorate that event. It happens to be that it's the same day, but actually this Rasa dance is not Maharas. Maharas was on Шарадия Рас Пурнима.
Сегодняшний танец Раса не Маха Раса. Маха Раса была полной луной вместе с Шарад.
This Rasa dance is called Sri Krishna Rasa dance, and this took place not at Vansivat or not in this area on the Yamuna shore, but at Govardhan.
И этот танец раса, он произошел не на берегу Ямуны Вамшивата, а произошел на Хаме Дуаркана, и он называется Шри Кришна. Танец раса Шри Кришна.
And it's now 2 minutes after 12.
Сейчас уже 2:01.
It's time to chant our Kama Gayatri mantra. Oh, the point I wanted to make, I forgot to mention the point, you know, the point that I wanted to make about this, as is mentioned in Dhyanchandra's Padati about the Kama Gayatri mantra and the Gopal mantra, and also this, the Radha mantra and Gaur mantra. The point that I wanted to bring out, which somehow or other escaped me, but by Krishna's grace I was able to remember it, is that Dhyanchandra says that these mantras are ragmayi mantras. Ragmayi.
Ragmayi.
They are ragmayi mantras.
Вот то, что я хотел сказать про эти мантры, гор мантра, гопал мантра, кама гайдри мантра и рах мантры. То есть это то, что Дхьянчандра говорил, что все эти мантры являются рагамайи.
These mantras are actually meant to be chanted to augment Raganuga Bhajan.
Эти мантры предназначены для того, чтобы пробудить Рагануга Бхаджан.
Raganuga Bhajan means that they are chanted on the basis of a greed to attain the result of the chanting, which is the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, the land of Braja, and the prem sevas of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and in the land of Braja as well as Gora in Nityanavadvip.
Это рага-майи означает, что, то есть рага-баджан означает, что эти мантры, они читаются, воспеваются, и в основе этого лежит очень сильное желание достичь Ига Рамшикришны во Враджанхаме, во Вриндавана, и также Гауры Нитянанды в Новодвипе.
In this regard...
В этой связи...
I want to read something to you from Rag Bhartman Chandrika, which is very apropos. and which should be very clearly understood by all of us. Devotional service to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, done strictly according to scriptural regulations in Vaidimarg, results in attaining Goloka in Vaikuntha.
Преданное служение божественной чете Радхи Кришне, которое выполняется в строгости, строго в соответствии с предписаниями священных писаний, приводит к достижению Голоки на Вайкунтхе.
That means Golok in Vaikuntha means, as we previously discussed, the Vaikuntha or majestic realm of Vrindavan on the Golok planet, where Radha and Krishna are worshipped in awe and reverence.
Это как мы раньше уже обсуждали, что это на планете Галоки есть, так сказать, обитель Вайкунтхи, на которой Радхи и Кришне поклоняются с почтением и так далее.
Furthermore, that means that what does it mean in Vaidimarg?
Что значит Vaidimarg?
Vaidimarg means under the rules and regulations, under the order of Guru, under strict regulative, let's say, injunctions of scriptures, governed by logic and reasoning.
Vaidimarg означает, что преданный выполняет служение по наставлениям гуру и священных писаний, и при этом он пользуется логическим объяснением того, почему это нужно делать.
It is termed as a fear-based obligatory obligatory devotion as such.
Такая преданность, которая обязана на чувство, основана на чувстве долга, обязанности и даже какого-то страха.
But there's a vast distinction between devotion, so-called devotion, based on duty-boundedness, and devotion based on loving service attitude.
Но существует огромная разница между преданностью, основанной на, так сказать, чувстве обязаловки, такой обязанности, и чувстве любви, любовной преданности.
Guru has given us the Hare Krishna mantra and ordered us to, you must chant minimum of 16 rounds daily.
Guru дал нам Hare Krishna mantra и сказал, вы должен повторять ее 16 кругов минимум каждый день.
You know, if you don't, you'll go to hell.
Если не будешь, пойдешь в ад.
Or whatever, you know. So, or you must follow the regular principles. You must chant your Kama Gayatri mantra 3 times a day. If you don't chant Kama Gayatri mantra 3 times a day, then take off his Brahmin thread.
То есть, ты должен принципы соблюдать, и 3 раза в день повторять Кама Гаятри мантру, а если не будешь повторять Кама Гаятри мантру 3 раза в день, то сними свой шнур тогда.
So, you know, the bhakta is shaking in his shoes.
И вот бхакта трясется весь от страха.
You know, and he's ай-ай, captain. You know, and he's feeling this by having been obligated on account of having taken the diksha. I've taken diksha. If you take diksha and you don't follow the orders of the spiritual master, then you get sinful reactions.
Если он не будет следовать там наставлениям, даже приняв дикшу и так далее,
according to the Pancharatrika Vidhis,
то в соответствии с Pancharatrika Vidhi там у него падут все реакции греховные, как возможно.
You know, so therefore I'm going on with my, you know, shnik shnik rum rum.
Поэтому я продолжаю с моими шнекерамами.
Or I'm chanting my midnightry all the way up till 3:30 in the morning.
Или я читаю свою полуночную гайтри до полтретьего утра.
Hanging on my Brahmin thread.
Повиснув у себя на своем шнуре.
Sometimes. Drooling. You know, or if we have our danda, you know, the danda's falling over and bonking someone on the head. I've seen that happen sometimes in the middle of the Bhagavatam class, you know. We give him the benefit of the doubt that he was working very hard for Krishna the day before, and that's why he's so tired and can't stay awake in the Bhagavatam class. Anyhow, so that's Vaidhi Bhakti. So, or at least it's a semblance of Vaidhi Bhakti. Anyhow, Rag Bhakti is of a different nature. Let's see if I can find this one too. I hope I can find it. No, was it? No, these were from previous time. Ah, ha, 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 Hare Krishna. I didn't come prepared to make this point exactly. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Maybe it's back here. You have to go? Okay. All right, but this is a great point. Come, you know, I'll make it to you later, okay?
сказать, но не могу найти в книжке.
I wish I could read it for you so you can hear it as it is.
Хотел бы, конечно, прочитать, чтобы вы услышали, как она есть на самом деле.
But anyhow, we'll finish reading this paragraph and then I'll paraphrase the point that I wanted to bring out. Because we were discussing about the distinction between worshiping Radha Krishna in Vaidhi Marga and worshiping Radha Krishna in Rag Marga is what basically the discussion is about. And that discussion is a very interesting point where this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's book, and he's describing here that someone may be seeing, because the same activities that are performed in Vaidhi Bhakti are also appropriately applied in the performance of Rag Bhakti.
Те же самые деятельности, которые применимы в Vaidhi Bhakti, они также применяются в Рагануги Bhakti.
And because it will be seen, just like in Vaidhi Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. they are there in Vaidhi Bhakti, but they are also there in the matter of performance of Rag Bhajan. So he describes that Vaidhi, that apparent Vaidhi Bhakti, which is because Vaidhi Bhakti is inspired by the obligatory, let's say, adherence to regulative principles, etc. And yeah, we're just now coming. The Vaidhi Bhakti is described as an obligatory adherence to the regulative principles of devotional service. Yours is not to wonder why, yours is but to do or die. Like that. And there's a kind of poem saying in America that yours is not to wonder why, yours is but to do or die. That is the essential bhavana or attitude in the Vaidhi line. But he describes that Vaidhi Bhakti, that the activities of Vaidhi Bhakti, when they are prompted by lobha, that apparent Vaidhi Bhakti, or the activities of hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., that if they are prompted by lobha or greed to attain the result of residence in Braja, following in the footsteps of the Brajvasis, association with and prem seva to Radha and Krishna.
Таких вещей, как проживание в Вриндаване, исследование по стопам обитателей Враджи и так далее.
Then that Vaidhi Bhakti is not Vaidhi Bhakti at all. Although to a casual onlooker it may appear that that a devotee is engaged in Vaidhi Bhakti. But if his activities of chanting the holy names, worshipping the deity in the temple, or cooking for the deities, or cleaning the temple, or studying the scriptures, attending the Bhagavatam class, attending the Mangalartik, attending the or performing Sankirtan by chanting the holy name congregationally, or going out on book distribution, or any of these activities of devotional service that a devotee may do, or chanting your Gayatri Mantra. If the activity is done, prompted by that sense of obligatory adherence to devotional principles, then that activity is categorized as Vaidhi Bhakti. But if the same activity is done, prompted by the knowledge, agreed, to attain a particular result, namely the destination of Braja, the perfection of service to the feet of Radha and Krishna, based that greed, based on a knowledge of the fact that these activities are ragmayi, or these aspects of devotional service, or these mantram, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, yeah, Gopal Mantra, Kama Gayatri Mantra, that these are Ragmaya mantras which are meant to, produce the result of attainment of the realm of Braja, etc. If I don't know that chanting Hare Krishna will bring me the fruit of chanting Hare Krishna is the attainment of Braja Dham, then I may not be prompted to take inspiration to chant Hare Krishna for the purpose of attainment of Braja Dham. If my guru only gives me the mantra but does not give the conception behind the mantra which actually assists in the matter of producing the real effect of the mantra, then my mantra chanting will only be relegated to the realm of Vaidhi Bhakti. But if by the mercy of Hari, Guru, Vaishnavas and the scriptures, I come to know that the real purpose of performing these devotional activities is, and the real effect, the real fruit, is the attainment of the realm of Braja, and I become inspired by that knowledge to perform those activities in hot pursuit of the desire to get that fruit, then the performance of our chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the performance of our chanting of our Gayatri Mantras, the performance of our Samkirtan, the performance of our deity worship, the performance of every other anga of devotional service becomes Ragmai. And it is not at all Vaidhi Bhakti, but rather is an aspect of Raganuga Bhakti. So, Vishwanath is mentioning that devotional service to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, done strictly according to the scriptural regulations in Vaidhi Marg, in Vaidhi Bhakti, results in attaining Golok in Vaikuntha.
Итак, Вишванат Чакраварти пишет здесь, что преданное служение божественной чите Радхи Кришны, совершенное строго в соответствии с предписаниями шастры Вайдхи Марга, оно приводит там к достижению Галоки Новой Кунхи.
The devotee's devotional mood is Aishwarya Gyan.
Настроение преданного при этом Aishwarya Gyana.
That means that that the devotional mood is predominated by the knowledge of Krishna's opulences as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Это означает, что при этом у преданного преобладает понимание того, что Кришна — это верховная личность Бога.
And due to that knowledge of his Aishwarya or opulences,
и из-за этого понимания этой Aishwarya, знания его могущества,
the devotee is prompted to adopt a reverential mood of awe and respect in his approach to the worship of Radha and Krishna. So because of this Aishwarya Gyan, the devotee has not actually embraced the real spirit of the Brajbasi who is let's say compelled to see Krishna as the dear beloved or the son or the friend or his master, as in the Dasya Madhurya Mai Dasya of Brajabhumi.
И вот это вот осознание аспекта Ашвари Господа мешает преданному ухватить его настроение Брджабаси, когда они видят его своим возлюбленным, ребенком, сыном, другом или своим господином в настроении Мадхурья Майи Даси.
In this situation, the difference between Swakiya Bhav means married love, like married love, like the queens of Dwarka.
Такой ситуации разница между Свакия Бхавой, в которой находится царица Двараки,
and Парикия Бхав,
и Парикия Бхава,
remain indistinguishable to him.
Для него трудно увидеть различие между ними.
When a Vaidhi Margi, one who's following the Vaidhi Marg or Vaidhi Bhakti, develops an intense desire for Madhurya Bhav,
когда Ваидхи Марги, тот, кто следует пути Ваидхи, развивает сильное желание для Мадхури Бхавы,
he becomes an eternal associate of Queen Satyabhama in Dwarka.
Он становится вечным спутником царицы Сатьябхамы в Двараке,
serving her and Krishna in Swakiya Bhav,
служа ей и Кришне в Свакия Бхаве,
with Madhurya Gyan mixed with Aishwarya Gyan.
С Мадхури Гьяной, смешанной с Aishwarya Gyanой.
So, if someone is Aishwarya Gyanmayi in his approach to Radha Krishna Vigraha, then he attains the Vaikuntha Vrindavan on the Golok planet. And if there's an admixture of Madhurya Gyan and Aishwarya Gyan, in other words, if he's if he is mixed Madhurya Gyanmayi and Aishwarya Gyanmayi in his approach to Radha and Krishna, then really he will not attain Radha and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one place, oh yeah, okay. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in one of his books that even if a devotee is physically residing in Brajabhumi, and even in Brajabhumi, if he is worshipping the Radha Krishna Vigraha, but if he is not approaching that worship in his Brajasarup, adopting the vanity of a Brajvasi, in pure Madhurya Gyan, then he will not attain the realm of Braja and the service of Brajendranand and Krishna and Radharani. But either he will attain the maid service of Satyabhama or Rukmini in Dwarka, or he may attain the service of Lakshmi Narayan, because in Vaikuntha, or the Radha and Krishna who are in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan in the Vaikuntha realm of, or the Vaikuntha Vrindavan realm of Golok. As a matter of fact, there is mention in one commentary by, I think it is Jiva Goswami or Vishwanath, in on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I was reading. Where it is mentioned that it is very necessary Purnachandra, do you need me for something? Do you need me for anything? Okay, so I'll just give me 5 minutes. You need the list. Okay. Oh, well, why did you send it to me? Who sent it to me?
I don't know why you did it.
Hare Krishna.
I think now is not time to purchase in Hyderabad.
Oh, I thought you already went.
No, I went for the basket.
What happened to the list?
It's in the pocket.
Because he did not have a dynamic team. He did not have a dynamic team.
Oh, but I thought that...
He finished one team, he finished yesterday.
Oh, you mean Dwarkanath?
No,
I need to open
the gate.
All right, so go ahead.
So I can just order to the next week and check the prices.
All right, okay.
There's no time now. I'm going to purchase.
All right, okay. All right.
But some people can come to 4:30. They are 4:30.
To help you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I think other labor, I can come to the gate.
Yeah.
And they can come also.
Okay. All right, thank you.
So also, 4:30 and 10.
Yeah, okay, I'm coming. Yeah. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anyway, in this purport to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, our acharya, whichever one it was, told that even if one wants to have the closest amorous loving relationship with Brajendranand and Krishna in the realm of Braja, but if within his bhajan he remains attached to elements of let's say Aishwarya Gyanmayi devotion.
Если в своем сердце он остается привязанным к элементам преданности в категории Ашвария Ньянмаи.
Following the mood of the queens of Dwarka, if these elements are mixed into his consciousness, then even though he has the intention of attaining Radha Krishna in Braja, it will not be possible for him to do so. Because the land of Braja does not accommodate that type of devotional mentality. The devotee will be relegated to an inferior realm which is set up to accommodate those inferior bhavas. So, here he's saying that why it is that the Vaidhi Margi, who develops an intense desire for Madhurya Bhav, becomes an eternal associate of Satyabhama and Dwarka with in Swakya Ras, with Madhurya Gyan mixed with Aishwarya Gyan. This is because the particular devotional mood with Aishwarya and Madhurya mixed prompts him to perceive Radha on an equal level with Satyabhama.
То есть дальше Вишванатха Чакраварти объясняет, почему человек отправился к Сатьябхаме в Двараку. Потому что его определенное настроение преданности заставляет его считать Радху на одном уровне с Сатьябхамой.
In following the process of devotional service in Ragmarg, however, the devotee is elevated to the highest spiritual abode of Braja.
Но следуя процессу преданного служения в Рагамарге, преданный возвышается до высочайшей духовной обители Враджа,
where he, she, resides as an eternal associate of Shrimati Radhika,
где он живет как вечный спутник Шримати Радхики,
serving her in Parakiya Bhav,
служа ей в Паракия Бхаве,
and pure Madhurya Gyan.
И чистый Мадхурья Гьяна.
All right, that's enough. See you guys later. Chant Hare Krishna.